you know, this is not the food slot, it's the movie review slot. What have you been to this week?
So I've been to Last Christmas and Zombieland Double Tap.
Okay, before Last Christmas, are you a rom-com fan? Are you a Love Actually fan?
Yes and yes. Okay. So I know that people find Love Actually a little bit problematic in you know, 2019,
yeah.
But it's a favourite. We watch it around Christmas all the time, and it's got all, you know, my favourite British actors in it, Emma Thompson and Alan Rickman, you know, incredible people.
So, and so many great scenes, you know, where the Prime Minister goes caroling, the one where he's caught dancing around 10 Downing Street.
My favourite is when he goes to...
The restaurant?
No, he goes to the house of the woman he wants to, you know, date. And the mother is like, well, listen, David, as if they know he's the Prime Minister and she's calling him by the first name. It's so good. It's my favourite scene. So I love rom-coms, and I took my little sister because she's also a big fan of rom-coms and we often watch them together.
Is this when I ran into you last week?
This is when you... Okay. Yeah, I found Jesse wandering the streets of Newmarket like a weirdo by himself.
I'd just been to dinner.
And it was really strange. I walked out of the movie. I was like, Mulligan, what are you doing?
I know.
Get some friends.
I will not get some friends.
No, so the thing is, I also really like schmaltzy rom-com movies. Like the really kind of overdramatic, the things that you see on Netflix and they're like The Christmas Prince or something real, because it's fun. It's really fun to see the ridiculous.
Like Mills and Boone on screen.
Yeah. It's just over the top and I do enjoy that. But the thing is that I don't like is the sort of made for television tug at the heartstrings kind of. I want it to be funny and to have a lovely ending and the two people get together and that's what you want from a rom-com. I don't like when they try and lay it on too thick and make it all sad and that sort of thing. So the thing with Last Christmas is that when I went to it, I had very high hopes because it was written by Emma Thompson, the Queen Emma Thompson. Oh. So she wrote it with her husband. And then it was made into a screenplay, and she's also in it. And it was directed by Paul Feig, who did Bridesmaids and a few other comedies like that. So, and I thought also the cast.
Bridesmaids was funny.
Bridesmaids was hilarious. Yeah. So I thought, oh, this is going to be great. The cast is Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. And she actually does. She's got a very sort of goofy, fun charm about her when she's in comedies. And then,
Isn't she have another romantic comedy out at the moment?
She had one recently where
the one
she
about
did...
the heart. The oh no, this is Last Christmas. Sorry, I'm getting confused. Yeah, sorry.
Don't give it all away.
As you were.
and I've seen her in another romantic film, and she was really good. So, and her heartthrob in this, the heartthrob is Henry Golding, who is an up and coming, just incredible guy. He was in Crazy Rich Asians, and he's just beautiful to look at. Very pretty.
Okay, I've got to Google him.
And in the movie as well, Emilia Clarke. Her name in it is Kat, or Kate rather, and she. Her boss is Michelle Yeoh, who was also in Crazy Rich Asians. So really great, stellar cast, but. It's not good.
Aww.
It's really, really not good. And I really wanted to like it, but it's awful.
Really?
Oh, it's so... Look, I didn't hate it all. I actually quite enjoyed it for the start of it. I thought, oh, yeah, it's not too bad. But then it has a twist in it. And it's one of those twists designed to tug on your heartstrings. And it's just so OTT and it's just so... ridiculous that it pulls you out and you're just like, oh, for goodness sake. I got so mad and I actually said, what? Out loud, to which my younger sister was very embarrassed about. But I'll give you an idea of what
you've got to, if there's a big leap of kind of faith in a movie, of which there are a few in Love Actually, you've got to want to believe, right?
Yeah, you do. And I guess the point is that I think it I don't think it was good before that twist, but I was just trying to be like, oh, it's not too bad. Yeah. It's kind of funny. But, you know, they have this, the classic thing now, what they do with female characters, and they have them basically being kind of like men are often in movies, and that they're very, they don't have their life together, you know? Mm. Oh, they're going out drinking, they're sleeping around a bit. That's what Emilia Clarke is.
The Fleabag model.
Yeah, absolutely. And Henry Golding comes along, and he is this incredible, charming guy. He doesn't have a lot of substance to him, which is kind of swapping the, you know, usually female characters don't have a lot of substance, mm-hmm. that he doesn't have much behind why he does certain things, but he's very fun to, you know, to be around, and she's very relatable, and she's funny, and she has a, you know, when people swear in a British accent, it's great. It's, you love hilarious, it. It's what yeah. you want to, you want to hear them say wanker or something. Yeah, it's just, it's great. And Emma Thompson is, she plays a former Yugoslavian, like, refugee. Well, she immigrated after the war, and so they're all from the former Yugoslavia, and so they have those issues in the background. They also try to do quite a lot with that storyline, so they try and make comments on Brexit, like, oh, they're going to kick us out, and, you know, and that doesn't really have a place in a rom-com. It just it feels forced in, like they're pushing it into the storyline to say,
and what happens when we try and watch it in 10 years' time? Yeah. Like, what are they talking about? What's Brexit?
Yeah, the great thing about rom-coms, particularly Christmas movies, is that you want to watch it every Christmas.
There should be no topical references whatsoever.
Absolutely. It should be that you can go back and, okay, the technology's a little bit different, but and the music, but, you know. And speaking of the music in this one, this is meant to be like a tribute to George Michael. So the title, Last Christmas, is based on one of his songs. And the thing is, I think it's meant to be kind of in the same vein of Yesterday, which was for the Beatles, and a few other, I think there's one coming out about Springsteen. And they're trying to use his music throughout to create the story. And I really think, I mean, maybe George Michael would have liked this schmaltzy kind of movie, but I really think they've done him wrong by using his incredible music.
He may have found it a little heteronormative.
Yeah, he may have. There's a whole like sort of line where she tries to become a better person and goes to a homeless shelter and puts on a show with the homeless people, and it's a little bit like, okay, you're automatically a good person because you've like helped out the, you spent an afternoon with the homeless. And there were lots in it that I laughed at and were fun, but it's so bad. And it's Love Actually. It is not. It does not hold up. I'm really disappointed in Emma. Emma, I love you and everything, but I can't believe that you made this movie. Not even you doing like a vaguely Eastern European accent is enough to save it.
Okay, that's Last Christmas.
It's not going to be a classic. I'm telling you that right now.
Okay.
And very quickly, I went to Zombieland Double Tap. Last night, the night before.
What does that mean?
So this is Zombieland Part 2. It's a sequel to the original Zombieland, but they've called it Double Tap.
I don't think I've heard of Zombieland.
So it's Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, Emma Stone, and Abigail Breslin. Anyway, it came out 10 years ago. 2009, and it was quite a hit. It was, people really loved it. I remember enjoying it. I actually don't remember much about the original, but I think that was quite good because I wasn't comparing it the whole time to the original, being like, oh, you know, that was funnier. Yeah. But it was about, it's in a similar vein to Shaun of the Dead, and zombie movies really lend themselves to comedy. Like, they really lend themselves to, because zombies are funny, and the thing is they're not alive, so you can kill them and make it as gory and gross as you want, because it's not like you're killing real people, so you can have that really kind of gory funny sort of slasher type.
Yeah, and because it's not hyper-realistic, you can sort of enjoy someone getting their arm lopped off or whatever, because they're dead anyway.
And that's basically what the whole movie is based on. The idea is that there is, similar to, I guess, The Walking Dead as well, the virus has taken over the world, and there are a few pockets of people who are still human, and they get together, and they all call each other by where they're from. So you've got Woody Harrelson is Tallahassee, Emma Stone is Wichita, Jesse Eisenberg is Columbus, and Abigail Breslin is Little Rock. So anyway, they set this whole scene up in the first, the whole world up in the first one. So with the second one, you really have to make it a different story, find a different way to live in this world. And I think what they've done is they, Little Rock has grown up and she wants to find people her own age. She was really young when they first did the movie. In that timeline, I think she was about 10 or something. And so now she's an adult. She wants to meet boys and she wants to have fun and people with people her own age. So she goes out and she meets a guy named Berkeley, and he's exactly what you'd expect from someone named Berkeley. He plays the guitar, he has long hair, and he's a real douchebag. And he takes us to this commune, basically, called Babylon, where they all live together without guns. They all melt down their guns, even though they're in like a zombie apocalypse. So the rest of the team go to get them. And the best part of this is they pick up someone, and her name is not Tallahassee or anything ridiculous. It's Madison, and she is fantastic. She is the star of this movie. She's played by Zoe Deutsch, and she is incredible. She's basically dumb, really. So Woody Harrelson says the line when they meet her, you know, no wonder she survived this long. Zombies are looking to eat brains and she doesn't have any. And, you know, she's blonde and she's wearing a velour tracksuit and, you know, she's got a handbag and all that sort of stuff. But she is so, you wouldn't think that a comedy would need light relief, but she is that they take themselves so seriously. And she's sort of like, I don't really understand your sarcasm. And yeah, they're trying to kill zombies. And she's like, oh, my God, ew. And it's genuinely so good. She reminds me of, you know, you saw Booksmart, right?
Yeah.
There was that character Gigi. So just come in and be crazy and steal the scene.
Yeah. Wherever they went, she would just suddenly show up.
She would show up, yeah. And that's very similar to Madison. And so anyway, they go to find Little Rock and they go on a journey. And the thing is that's different as well is now that they've realized that there are different types of zombies. So they've got the Homer zombies, which are named after Homer Simpson. So they're so dumb, you don't even bother killing them. But then there are also the viruses mutated and now there are zombies that are almost impossible to kill. They name them after, like, they call them T-800s, I think, after Terminator. You know, the ones that just basically do not go down. Yeah. So the whole premise of this is they are trying to find Little Rock before these, like, Terminator zombies come and eat her. It's fun. It's a really good romp. I really enjoyed it. It was fun relief. It was absolutely what I wanted to get from last Christmas and I didn't get. So Zombieland is definitely a better choice.
Okay, counter argument on the text. I loved Last Christmas, Jesse, and I've seen it twice with friends. Don't let the review put listeners off. It's fun, and the whole audience was laughing and singing.
Okay, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I've been doing this too long, and I've I've lost my fun. But I just found it to be such a drag.
Also, a listener querying your use of the term D-bag, we might have to review that.
Yeah.
The RNZ Standards Manual.
Yeah, actually, I don't know if that's in there. I think I'm so used to just talking to you in the office.
You forget other people are listening.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice to have you in. Thanks.
No worries.
Ellie, this is Ellie Ventura, our film reviewer and also producer here at RNZ Afternoons. And her and I do a weekly podcast called After Afternoons, which is available on our website at 3 p.m. each Friday, talking about the week that's been and what's coming up. It's kind of a behind-the-scenes look at what goes on here at this unusual office. Thanks, Ellie.